Hello, Hardly Strictly. How is everyone? I'm Eric Parson, and I'm with K-Pig Radio. Thank you. I just have a few announcements, and then Randy Newman. Please dispose of your trash properly. We have compost, recycling, and regular trash. So just do us all a favor and just pick up after yourself and maybe of your neighbor. The closest restrooms are right up there if you need them. And we have information tents and as well as a first aid tent just up the street over by the Rooster stage. Please buy the merchandise. That's one way you can help us out for putting on this free festival. The 10th year we've actually done it, which is pretty amazing. Thank you, Warren Hellman, for putting this on. We please ask you to not smoke cigarettes in the park.
Or cigars.
And also keep your dog on a leash at all times. And also, if you have blankets, if you leave your blanket unattended, we can't be responsible for anything that might be taken. So please bring all your belongings with you. And without any further ado, please welcome Randy Newman.
Gospel music that really works. Last night, had a dream. You were in it, and I was in it with you. Never one did I know, never one did you know was in my dream. I saw a vampire. Everybody scared me. You scared me the most. In the dream I had last night. In my dream. Your name is one that you know was in my dream. I saw a vampire, saw a ghost. Everybody scared me. You scared me the most. In the dream I had last night. In the dream I had last night. In my dream. Housekeeping to do before I do it. I have four children
three boys and a girl. And my wife said if she had the girl first, she'd have thought the boys were retarded. It'd be the most honest thing I say today. In any case, of the first kids who were like born back in the Pleistocene, we took them to school and they went to some, a school that was like a mud hut and they walked you around. That was the orientation. They said, that's over there, this is over there, there's a sandbox. But this last school the kids went to, it was such an impressive thing to me when I went to the orientation that I wanted to write about it. But so as not to waste a song on something so trivial, I include within this song the reasons for the failure of Marxism. No, the world isn't fair for Karl Marx. When Karl Marx was a boy, he took a hard look around. He saw people were starving all over the place, while others were cleaning the town. Public-spirited boy became a public-spirited man. So he worked very hard and he read everything. Exploitation of the work of boys' kin. Discrimination, cause the color of your skin. No more private property would not be allowed. No one could rise too high, no one could sink too low, or go under completely like some we all know. If Marx were living today, he'd be rolling around in his grave. And if I had him here, my mansion on the hill, I'd tell him a story to give his old heart a chill. Something that happened to me, I'd say, Carl, I recently stumbled into a new family. The two little children in school, where all little children should be. And I went to the orientation. All the young mommies. You never have seen such a glorious sight as these beautiful women arrayed for the night, just like countesses, empresses, movie stars, and queens. And they come there with men much like me, froggish men, unpleasant to see. Would even kiss one girl, marry a prince, would there be? See, Carl, the world isn't fair, it isn't and never will be. Tried out your plan, it brought misery instead. You see how they work, and you'd be glad you were dead. It's like, I'm glad I'm living in the land of the free, where the rich just get richer, and the poor you don't ever have to see. It would depress us, Carl, because we care that the world still has a fair. Got a wife, got a family, earn my living with my hand. Rolling a steel mill, downtown Birmingham. My daddy was a barber, the most unsightly man. Was born in Tuscaloosa and died right here in Birmingham. In the factory, that's all right with me.
like a princess. Late we met with your hair piled up high.
Can I go?
I will never forget. Drunk right now, baby. But I've got to be. I never could tell you. Loved you the first time I saw you, and I always love you, Marie. I loved you the first time I saw you, and I always love you, Marie. Song that the trees sing when the wind blows. Your flower, your river, your rainbow. Sometimes I'm crazy, but I guess you know. And I'm weak and I'm lazy, and I hurt you so. And I don't listen to a word you say when you're in trouble. I turn away, but I love you. I love you the first time I saw you, and I always will love you, Marie. I loved you the first time I saw you, and I always will love you, Marie.
New Orleans.
that to her friends and her family in the land of dreams. That to her friends and her family in the land. Some years ago, I did the music for the first Toy Story Pixar picture. Mostly were adults, so I give a brief synopsis of the plot of the picture as I saw it. It's about this kid who has this sort of fixation on this cowboy doll. He's got his name on his shoe and stuff like that. And the picture opens and there's like a song. And the kid's flying him around, you see the POV cowboy, and the song is going on like, then they start talking over the song. And there's like laughing and jokes and stuff. It really surprised me. So he flies the kid around for a while, and then it's Christmas or the kid's birthday or something, and he gets a spaceman doll who immediately supersedes the cowboy in the kid's eyes. And he's put on the shelf like many of us have been. And so he loves the spaceman now, and I wrote this kind of sensitive kind of cowboy on the shelf kind of song, but this is fucking bulldog barking, you know, and it blows out the last half. I didn't know it. Then there's about 15-20 minutes I didn't see because it doesn't have any music in it. But spaceman's had some terrible news. He's dressed in a dress and a bonnet. And they tried to explain to me what I said. Well, you know, he found out he's gay, so what? I mean, you know, why make a big deal or write a sad song for it? But they said, no, that wasn't quite it. He found something like he couldn't fly. He didn't know he couldn't fly. So I wrote this thing, 2 minutes, 48 seconds to get him to the ground, not a second more. And then the next thing I remember well is that they're flying through the air in a rocket. So, you know, I wrote something like a Bruckner or a Mahler, but shittier than that, you know, because I don't have that kind of talent. Anyway, they land in a car, and then it's Christmas, and the picture is over. And again, it did well, despite the fact that you can't hear all the music. In the second picture, they gradually phased me out as a vocalist. In the second picture, they had Robert Goulet doing that, and we were in the studio, and he's singing, he's going, you know, like a finger-snipping kind of verse. He says,
you got a friend in me, babe. You got a friend in me. And someone had to tell him that it was, you know, since it was directed at the kid, we couldn't really do babe. So I said, you know, I get it. And I said, Bob, you know, really, it can't say babe. He says, oh, I get it. No soul, huh? This is a song I wrote for my first wife while married to my second. It's about writing, really. Still in my heart. After all these years. Separated by time, now by distance, I couldn't allow myself to feel the loss that I feel right now. I know it's a little bit late, 20 years or so. It's a little bit cold for all those concerned, but I'd sell my soul and your souls for a song. Pour my heart out, I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. I'm sorry, but I do. Thank you. I didn't think anybody would be that quiet when I did the ballad. There was a massive groove going on the other stage, and I know I lost that, but beat up Little Seagull on a marble step. Waiting for change. sidewalk, sleeping in the rain. And I hide their face, and I hide their eyes. Your city's dying, and I don't know why. Kind of a diseased love song, more or less, but it's a love song all the same. Jones had a hit with that, as did Joe Cocker. And speaking of them and me, it appears that nobody is retiring from rock and roll. That's fine unless you're in a new band, you know, and there's this old, thick, gray people clogging the stages. But noticing this, there's bands that had, it was this British band, Vital Signs, something. They had a farewell tour in 1984, I remember, and they're still out, you know, somewhere. So noticing this, I wrote a song about it. I need your help. And of course, the song's called I'm Dead, But I Don't Know It. And the chorus goes, I go, I'm dead, but I don't know it. And then y'all go, he's dead, he's dead. Try that one time. I'm dead, but I don't know it.
He's dead, he's dead.
Don't have to be so enthusiastic about it, you know? I'm dead, but I don't know.
He's dead, he's dead.
Yeah, you got it. Give me a chill. Walk over my grave. And then there's one part coming out, going into a bridge or coming out of it, where you go, he's dead, he's dead, he's dead, and I say, but I don't know it. Then at the very end, you should get paid for this, actually, but at the very end it goes, who would be so cruel to tell you so? And you go, you're dead. And make that mean little Herman Hermits rock and roll mouse face. I have nothing left to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. 30 years upon the stage, and I hear the people say, why won't he go away? I pass the houses of the dead.
Thank you.
Very good. Yes, baby. I've been drinking. Don't come by, no. Found myself in trouble, and I had nowhere else to go. Got some whiskey from the barman. Got some cocaine from a friend. Just had to keep on moving. Got back in your arms again. I'm guilty. Yeah, I'm guilty. All the rest of my life, how come I never do what I'm supposed to do? How come nothing that I try to do ever turns out right? You know how it is with me, baby. You know, I just can't stand myself. Takes a whole lot of medicine for me to pretend that I'm somebody else. City, it's cold and it's damp, and all the people dress like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town's a little bit too rugged. You and me, you bad girl. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. All right, this is a song about U.S. foreign policy. It's called Political Science.
Yeah!
Woo! No one likes us. I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one, see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one, the polarizer. Asia's crowded and Europe's too old. Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. And South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't want to hurt no kangaroo. Got an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. This old man who thinks he's kind of smooth, lives in the quarter of New Orleans, and he's trying to get this girl to come back to him. And there's a part when he says something particularly vulgar and awful where there's a girl chorus on the record going, shame, 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 shame. Try that one time. Shame. Then, shame, 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 shame. All right. I didn't teach it very well, but you did it well. Hey, little baby, how come you never come around? Hey, little baby, how come you never come around? Seeing all them pretty flowers, now you know where to be found. Call you up at midnight sometimes, I must admit, when I find you're not at home. My head eats up like a furnace, my heart grows colder than the snow. What's the good of all this money I got? Every night I'm left here all alone. It's a gun that I need. Young woman like yourself to come on over here every afternoon and have some old dude banging on her like a gypsy on a tambourine. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. But I will say this. I've been all over the world. I've seen some wonderful things. And I have no one with whom to share my plans, my dreams, my hopes, my schemes, my... this time. Truly desperate times. I saw your little sandal, baby. Out behind the wishing well. down here in the cool depths of the quarter, where the rich folk dwell. He's an angry man. You crossed him and made you pay. I myself am no longer an angry man. Don't make me beg. Don't make me beg. For coming out. Don't miss Elvis Costello. He's a great man. Always enjoy being here, very much so. was something to follow. And this is why the boys didn't come home from Vietnam. Not just kidding, really. Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon, and a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest style, with frozen smile to chase love away. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Lonely, lonely. Kick it down the street. That's the way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me, help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing. Thing is going to rain today. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you. Have fun. Drive carefully.
Randy Newman, everyone. What a profound musical experience, huh? If you guys are leaving, be sure to pick up after yourselves, please. That'd be greatly appreciated. In about an hour, Patti Smith is going to play. And Elvis Costello on the stage just right behind us is about to get fired up. And the audio is going to be played over these loudspeakers. So if you just want to hang out and listen, you can stay put and see Patti Smith later. I'm Eric from K-Pig. Thank you very much. Enjoy.